The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
I still can't see it. What California city did Rome defend to westbound something? I can't read. What? Okay, I'm gonna try it again. In the light. What? What California city did I can't read it. It's too small. My eyes have officially...
It's San Francisco. You can't read the answer, so I'm just going to say, yeah, that was it. It's absolutely San Francisco.
That was Los Angeles.
Jesus.
I can't.
Adam.
I've got to get stronger glasses. I need the senior version of the Trivial Pursuit cards. Do they make that?
I think you could just buy a magnifying glass. Like I do that for pens. Like when I was having to look at the back of those pens, like I had a little magnifying glass. You could do something like that. Whatever the strength of those are, you need more.
I do.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I still can't see it. I can't read. Okay, I'm going to try it again. In the light.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4684. The BFO for Thursday, the 22nd of January 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to catch you up on my Two I Say Tuesday and my Hump Day, which includes, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Miss Betty. Hello, Carfuffalo's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're kerfufflers today because, y'all, at the beginning of the little show, Big Fatty likes to put a clip from another little show that mentions McCarty. And y'all, of course, that was old Cricket Hat and that Daniel Biba from over there at The Mix. And... y'all, they didn't mention Big Fatty at all, but y'all, sometimes, it's not Papa Throat, sometimes we just need a little kerfuffle in our lives, and I think today's as good as, good a day as any, and sometimes those kerfuffles need to come a little more often, so anyway, hopefully you got a... A good snicker. Big Fatty, like Walter Snicker Snicker? No. A caramel and peanuts covered in chocolate? No. Just snicker as in. Big Fatty, what's wrong with you? Well, we don't have enough time to get into that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
The poo music, you put the poo in it. I do.
Y'all, I chose that music today because y'all, I got a, I think it was it a textimonium or was it a an e-letter? Let's just see if it was an e-letter. I do not see it here, so I'm guessing it was a testimonium, and I've thrown it away. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing new there. But y'all, my Northeast straight guy, I'm sure it was a testimonium. He sent me a picture. He sent me a picture that showed that he was playing the Winnie the Pooh music with his. I want to say it's his two-year-old niece, and he says, cut to me at the end of it, singing out loud, showing off his big old pair. Be ready, call Selective Services, or Protective Services. Selective Services, is the two-year-old going to register for the draft? No, but you never know who might have to here soon. Be ready. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all headed over no, wait a minute. That was Monday. Y'all, I did not watch Monday night. I did not watch National Collegiate Football Championship. You know, by the way, we've not heard from our official sports ball correspondent. You know, that's that Mean King. We hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays, and so I don't know if he had a favorite team or not. But anyway, I did not watch it, and I saw the most important play of the game. Yes, we played the game. And got up on Tuesday morning, y'all, normal routine. Walked in Fat Acres, I headed up to senior size class. And, y'all, it was, you know, I'd missed Thursday because of weather. And, it was nice to see everybody again. And, there's a lady in the class that she has a friend that works at the Von's East Bakery, or a Von's East Bakery. And a couple of times a year, she'll bring, it's almost like day-old bread and day-old pastries. And y'all, she was coming, so y'all, after the exercise class, everybody hung around. We had to wait about 10 minutes, I think. And you just go out and help yourself to whatever. Yo, she had cake. She had lots of breads this time. She had cupcakes. She had pastries. Big Fatty picked up a half loaf of the Von's East sourdough bread. And y'all, they had some sort of cheese bread, a little small loaf of that. So I got that. And then they had these little, cinnamon and cream cheese, like mini coffee cakes. They're probably about the size of a half dollar. And there were a dozen of them in the package. And then there was a small package of the blueberry scones, you know, the scones like they have over there in the Uck. Yes, Big Fatty. Then, oh, y'all, you've seen those big cookeries that they have, you know, like the big birthday cookery or whatever. Well, I guess they take them, if they don't sell the whole ones, they cut them up. And, y'all, there was a package. Excuse me, honey, you need to go take a nap before you finish? Well, we'll see. but it had two little slices of the cookery. y'all have already eaten that, and... you know, those big cookeries are, they're not great. I mean, they're just okay. Thank goodness it had some, it was decorated with chocolate buttercream frosting on the sides. So that made it okay. But, so I came home with all of that, and, y'all got home and kind of, piddle around until Hortensia arrived at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, I piddled around on the computer a little bit, and then I told her I'm going on an errand. She says, thank you for calling. And so y'all, I went over to the Sam's Club, and I didn't really need anything. I just went shopping. Y'all, I picked me up a new pair of Walkins fleece pants. It's the, I don't know, Under Armour, is that it? Or something like that. But y'all, they're olive. They're olive in color. And so I got a pair of those. And y'all, they're very nice. I'm wearing them right now, nice and warm. And I also picked up, what else did I get? Well, let me think about it here for a second. Well, I don't remember what it was. I guess I could look on the cellular telephonic device at my Sam's Club thing and see, because, you know, it sends me a receipt. It sends me a receipt of, or is that in my e-letters? Did I save it in the e-letters? Big Fetty, not prepared. So I don't see it in the receipt. Okay, I don't know. I'll have to let you know what it was. But y'all, it wasn't much. but one of the things I got was they had these, you know, if you go down the jerky aisle, all that stuff kind of has, leaves me with a kind of a flavor. It's not bad, but y'all, they had steak bites. Y'all, so I said, well, I've never seen steak bites. So I picked up a package of those. Y'all, they're absolutely delicious. Absolutely, it's just big old hunks of steak, and they've got they've been cooked or not coated, but it has a flavor of like brown sugar, and y'all, they're just delicious. And you know, you, when you're eating it, you feel like a puppy dog with all the with a brand new chew toy and a bee. So I know that was one of the things. Oh, I picked up a couple of bags of the Southwest solid mix that has the street cone and all in it. Y'all, I came back here, put my provisions away, and then Hortensia left. I got my share, and then it was off. I was off to Shady Pines. Y'all had supper. I had the soup. Was broccoli cheddar. So I had a bowl of that and a crab cake. Y'all, it was perfect. And it was delicious. And came back home. And y'all, I'm trying out the new nightly news programs. The other night, I guess it was Monday night, I watched that David Muir. But y'all, he reads things at the beginning of the show, and he reads exactly the same thing later in the show, and then the correspondent on the story says exactly the same thing. So there's some repetitiveness there. Then on Tuesday night, I watched Tom Lamas. Yes, Big Fatty, that's when you're pregnant, you go to those Lamas classes. Yes. And y'all, I enjoyed it. You know, Alex and Brandon, they are watching him. So y'all, I'm gonna give him another look. After the Jeopardy, I just turned the TV machine off and played a little Candy Crush, and y'all slept like a baby. Y'all went down to around freezing on Tuesday night, got up on Wednesday, had my breakfast. Y'all had cheese toast and my coffee and did my puzzles, read the paper, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, just did Fat Acres, and y'all came back. Y'all had a couple of more of those steak bites while I watched a little bit on the Let's Make a Deal. And y'all hopped in Earl Grey, and I was off to pick up the nip, and then we were off to get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. Ooh, Big Freddy, you hit the micro voice. I did. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had some things on sale. Y'all picked up a couple of onions, and they had the solid kits, buy one, get one free. So I got three of those. Had the Mac Stick carrots on sale. So I picked up a package of those. Picked me up a package of celery hearts, some white mushrooms. They were on sale. Got that. Y'all got a couple of lemons. I'll tell you what I'm making in just a minute. They had the pineapple chunks on sale. Y'all, they had the Pure Leaf tea, little small bottles of tea on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got that. Y'all, they had a new brand of poke rinds on sale. Buy one, get one free. We got one of those. Got me a fresh can of the whipped topping, aerosol topping. They had a big fatty. They had the Kraft sliced American cheese on sale, so I picked that up. Y'all, I spent $36.64, but I saved $21.14. Yes, Big Freddy! Y'all, I got home and I put my provisions away, and then I, y'all is watching the weather rat, y'all. Be setting up the cots, because, you know, we've got the possibility of ice here in Fat Acres. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. As soon as I finish this, I'm going to go get me a nice share. And, y'all, then I'm going to meet my friend. You know, I told you over the summer or last spring that a friend of mine that was in the Fanta Sticks with in high school got in touch with me. He lives here in town. And we're getting together for supper on hump day night. So we'll let you know how that all goes on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like I mentioned, it was Crooked Hat and Daniel Bieber. And, gentlemen, what was your favorite parts of the kerfuffling?
I still can't see it. I can't read. Okay, I'm gonna try it again in the light.
Big Freddy, it sounds like Daniel Bieber was about to TT in his trousers.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.